Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger, and this is the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is March 3rd, 2019. This is the special report section where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report for the March 2019 Mercury retrograde period. Three times a year, on average, Mercury appears to go backwards in the zodiac for approximately 3 weeks each time. Of course, a retrograde planet is not actually going backwards. It's an optical illusion caused by the planet moving in a concentric orbit with the Earth, which is also moving. But for astrological analysis, the retrograde condition has a significant impact, causing the planet's significations to act in an irregular manner. Mercury is the planet of the rational mind. When it is retrograde, people are more likely to behave irrationally. Mercury is the planet of communication. When it is retrograde, communications get screwed up. Misunderstandings are more common. Mercury has a lot to do with everyday operations. During a Mercury retrograde period, the daily routine gets disrupted more often. Any planet, when retrograde, tends to exhibit delays in how it manifests. For the planet of communications, that means that messages don't get through the first time, so it's important to check up on your messaging. Mercury is the planet of facts and information, therefore the media. When Mercury is retrograde, the news reporters get things wrong, at least the first time. Retrograde Mercury periods are useful for some things. It's the planet of communications going back over part of the zodiac previously traversed, so that suggests communications related to the past, in other words, getting back in touch. Mercury as the planet of reasons and explanations, going back over the past, is good for making corrections, editing a report. Mercury, the planet of everyday actions, going back to the past, is a good time for finishing past business. When Mercury is retrograde, it backs up in the zodiac about 15 degrees over a period of 3 weeks. This time, Mercury will start its retrograde at 5 degrees sidereal Pisces on Tuesday, March 5th. About midway through its retrograde, on March 14th, Mercury crosses over into Aquarius. After another week and a half, Mercury ends its retrograde on March 28th at 21 degrees Aquarius. Note that, as Mercury ends its retrograde, it is in near exact conjunction with Neptune. Neptune is like the opposite of Mercury, whereas Mercury represents the rational mind and linear logical thinking. Neptune represents the irrational mind and the illogical. The conjunction of Mercury with Neptune will seem to prolong the Mercury retrograde behavior for yet another couple of weeks after the retrograde period ends. Due to this Mercury retrograde period affecting two signs, it will spread its effects over two adjacent houses in your personal astrology chart. Mercury retrograde starts out affecting the house where Pisces is placed in your chart, and then, midway through the three-week period, it moves to the house containing Aquarius. So, in this analysis, I will be giving two sets of effects, one for the first part of the retrograde, and one for the second half of the retrograde, according to your Vedic astrology rising sign. For anyone not familiar with this video blog, please note that I am a Vedic astrologer. In other words, I am using the sidereal zodiac, the one you can see with your naked eyes. If you are thinking of your Western astrology chart, which uses the tropical zodiac, you have to subtract 24 degrees to get to the sidereal positions. If you are Aries rising, retrograde Mercury will start out in your 12th house of the unknown, where it will cause communication problems with 12th house people, those who you don't know, in other words, strangers, or with 12th house institutions, which can be anything from hospitals to ashrams. But since the 12th is the house of the subconscious, and retrograde Mercury is good for going back over things, this would be a good time for introspection. Then, after March 14th, retrograde Mercury will move into your 11th house, where it will cause misunderstandings with your 11th house people, friends, and associates. Retrograde Mercury in this sector will also mess with another 11th house signification, causing doubt and confusion about your goals and ambitions, especially when it connects up with Neptune at the end of the retrograde period. For Taurus rising people, Mercury goes retrograde in your 11th house, where it infects your relationships with friends and associates, and since this is the house of profits and gains, the delay factor typical of Mercury retrograde could put off a payout that you were expecting. After March 14th, Mercury will back into your 10th house, where it will cause problems for your professional activities. In other words, this would not be a good time for making career or business decisions. Mercury retrograde with Neptune is a recipe for confusion. The 10th house is the house of your superiors, so be careful with any communications with your boss. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, this Mercury retrograde period starts out in your 10th house, where it will create confusion and delay in your community activities, business performance, and career operations. After March 14th, Mercury backs into your 9th house, where it causes problems in your studies, and if you are intending to take a trip at this time, be prepared for delays, mistakes with plane reservations, and so forth. The 9th house is guru and religion. Neptune is the planet of imagination and suspicion. Combined with retrograde Mercury, it can raise doubts about your guru. For Cancer rising people, this Mercury retrograde period begins in your 9th house, where the planet of communications, speech, and writing will mess up your attempts to express your beliefs and religion. One of Mercury's significations is travel. This is the house of journeys, so, unsurprisingly, this would not be a good time to embark on a trip. Mercury is the planet of study and learning. The 9th house is higher knowledge. If you are taking any college courses, your studies will be more confusing during this time period. After mid-month, Mercury will retrograde into your 8th house, where it joins delusional Neptune, and will cause misunderstandings and a lack of realism regarding your financial arrangements with others. Leo rising charts get Mercury retrograde starting out in their 8th house. Since Mercury is the planet of business transactions, and this is your house of finances with others, you have to be especially careful of any financial transactions. The 8th house is the house of secret activity. Mercury retrograde messes up your decision-making, so be careful to keep everything clear and honest, or you will risk the downside of the 8th house, scandal and humiliation. Then, on March 14th, Mercury backs into your 7th house and hooks up with Neptune. This combination will almost certainly cause misunderstandings in your one-on-one relationships, especially with your significant other. Virgo rising people get Mercury retrograde starting out in their 7th house. When the planet of communications is retrograde in this sector, there will be problems dealing with spouse, business partner, and/or clients. The 7th house is also dealing with distant places, which will similarly be subject to miscommunications. Starting in mid-March, Mercury retrograde problems will be compounded when the planet backs into your 6th house of struggle and difficulties and becomes conjunct Neptune. This is also the house of your employment, including co-workers, So watch out for problems stemming from miscommunication with those who share your workspace. If you are Libra rising, Mercury begins its retrograde period in your sixth house, the planet of thinking, when backwards in your house of struggle and difficulties, tries to solve problems by overthinking, leading to a lot of anxiety and mental tension. The situation at your job will similarly be strained, and miscommunication with coworkers is to be expected. Then, at mid-month, Mercury backs into your fifth house and joins Neptune, planet of illusions. This combination raises havoc with your romantic partner, causes delays with your creative project, and screws up your relationship with your kid. For Scorpio rising people, Mercury retrograde starts out in your fifth house, where it messes up communications with your lover, and if you have one, your child. The fifth house also covers speculation and investment. Mercury is the planet of transactions, so stay away from the stock market during these weeks. At mid-month, Mercury retrogrades into your fourth house, where it creates misunderstandings at home, interferes with your domestic activities, and could even manifest as your car needing a repair. Mercury significations include equipment and transportation. But beware of Neptune, planet of confusion and deception. Diagnosing the problem won't be straightforward. Sagittarius rising people get Mercury retrograde in their fourth house of home life. This is not good for communication with those who live with you. Likewise, misunderstandings with mother are likely. On the other hand, if you haven't spoken to her lately, now might be a good time to get back in touch. Then Mercury retrogrades into your third house, making everyday life a minefield of delays and mistakes. The third house is also the house of your efforts and initiative, which will be running into snags and disappointments. Neptune suggests a lack of realism is part of the problem. And watch out for miscommunication with those third house people, especially the neighbors. For Capricorn rising charts, Mercury's retrograde period starts in your third house of your daily operations and everyday survival, which will not be proceeding normally during this transit. Interactions with people in your everyday environment will be prone to misunderstanding, misinterpretation, delay, frustration, and so forth. After March 14th, you get some relief. But now, retrograde Mercury manifests in your second house, where it causes problems with your finances and your material circumstances. And since Mercury is the planet of transactions and Neptune is unrealistic, you have to be especially careful of misjudging the situation when dealing with money and purchases. If you are Aquarius rising, the Mercury retrograde period begins in your second house, which makes your personal finances, purchases, bank deposits, and so forth subject to errors. So check and recheck your figures, count your change, and so on. Mercury is the planet of speech. The second house is also speech, so better be really careful of what comes out of your mouth during these weeks. The second house signifies your immediate family. Mercury retrograde in this placement will cause misunderstandings with family members. After March 14th, Mercury will be retrograde in your ascendant sign. This will create problems all around, and with Neptune here as well, it will make others suspicious of your intentions. And for Pisces rising charts, you get Mercury retrograde in your first house for the first week and a half. It may seem that everything is going awry, with delays, miscommunications, mistakes, but if you want, you can take advantage of this time period to work up on finishing stuff that you've been putting off, get back in touch with people from your past. But You want to avoid starting anything important right now. Then Mercury retrogrades back into your 12th house of the subconscious on March 14th, where it will be good for introspection and meditation, but with all of that inner contemplation going on, you will seem absent-minded to others. The effects of this Mercury retrograde period will actually get worse towards the end of the 3 weeks, when Mercury becomes conjunct Neptune, the planet of fantasy and illusion. Mercury combined with Neptune is not at all realistic and can actually cause quite a bit of confusion. Even after the retrograde is over, Mercury will stay in conjunction with Neptune, extending the confusion through the first week of April. And now, before leaving, a short pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to put these videos together. You can show your appreciation for what this YouTube channel does for you, and help keep it going, by donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.